USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials say that when schools begin, vaccinated teachers and students don't need to wear masks inside school buildings. Aaron Sauber, Schatz of the CDC.
We've done a reevaluation of the science, and the science has showed us that we know what works to help keep schools safe and open. So anyone who's fully vaccinated, they don't need to mask indoors. They don't need to physical distance.
The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is facing a wave of backlash after offering up what is described as ironic humor about fears surrounding children and the gay agenda. The backlash came after the chorus posted a video in which members sang about indoctrinating children into being more concerned about fairness and justice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.